Reading Railroad, Sideline Patrol, and a good example of a bad example. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. If you really know your railroads, the original was pronounced Reading for its Pennsylvania roots. But those of us who just know it from playing Monopoly, we usually call it Reading, like the town in southern Michigan near where our southern border intersects with Ohio and Indiana. And this year, the Reading Ranger football team is racing down the tracks again, led by two-way lineman Nick Affolder. The MVP of the Big 8 Conference, a 6'3", 300-pound Affolder, has the defending Division 8 champions in the regional finals this weekend against Adrian Lenawee Christian, and he's a force to be reckoned with.
We have not had any defensive lineman been league MVP before. He works extremely hard. You look at him, that's not the first thing you would say is, boy, is he in great shape, but he is. I mean, he's 307 pounds. He's a big boy, but he's just competitive.
Head coach Rick Bailey. The multi-sport Affolder carries a 4.0 grade point average, is a class officer, and a leader in his school's Fellowship of Christian Athletes chapter. You can read more about Nick Affolder on the second half page of the MHSAA website and watch Reading against Lenawee Christian live this Friday night at 7 on MHSAA TV. Our game balls this week go out to Allen Park running back Nico Tiberia, who ran for 253 yards and two touchdowns on 19 carries in a football playoff win over Riverview last week. And the girls volleyball team at Jackson Northwest captured its first district title since 2001 with a 3-2 victory over Okemos. Brookline Bevier with 16 kills and Henley Slay with 15 paced the Mountie attack. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Safety in football continues to be a hot topic. We have previously talked here about rules that improve player safety. Today we're going to focus on the adults, specifically coaches and officials that work at the sideline area just in front of the team box. The rule requires that from the time just before the snap until the end of play, all coaches and team personnel must be completely out of the 6-foot safety zone located in front of the team box at each sideline. This then gives the official plenty of room to work unimpeded in either direction. Now, as soon as the play ends, coaches can move into the area to instruct their players or to send in the next play and then move back prior to the next snap.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. I've often said that the coach is the most influential individual when it comes to how his or her team and their fans behave at a game. A head coach ejected during an event recently got others so worked into a lather that an assistant was later ejected. The head coach got back on the playing surface after the game and contacted one of the officials while pursuing them, and fans broke into the official's locker room as there was no security provided to them by the host school. The ejection was based on personal comments towards the officiating crew, which is a point of emphasis to prohibit in Michigan this year, and this coach, frankly, should have been tossed earlier. Now, disagreeing with officials is as old as sport itself, but it can be done without making it personal and without provoking those on the bench, on the playing surface, or in the stands. Allowed to go on too long, however, you're bound to get problems like this, which I've seen too many times over too many years, and all of which were unnecessary. So as we head into championships in a variety of sports over the next few weeks, let's all keep sportsmanship at the forefront. But I especially challenge those who lead our teams so that we don't have another good example of a bad example. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.